Hello and welcome to another episode of Insights from Sightloss Friendly Church. I'm Lynn Davis and with me I have Matthew Horspool, and today we are going to be asking a potentially controversial question. Do people with sightloss want healing?
Yes, it's a very controversial question, and some people will have a very strong answer and they'll say, yes, I want to be healed, but a lot of people will have the polar opposite answer and will say, no, I don't want to be healed. And there are all sorts of interesting ways we can take this conversation in terms of prayers for healing, and do we want prayer for healing, and is it appropriate to have prayer for healing, and there's a whole host of different ways we can go with that. But I think it's probably worth at the beginning just pointing out that Lynn and I are both blind and have both been blind since birth, and possibly the answers to the questions might be different if somebody lost their sight later on in life.
That's right, because I don't know anything different. You don't know anything different. And as much as I would love to experience what seeing is like because I'm curious, I don't know a different world to the one I know. So for me, I am in the firm no camp. When people ask me if I want to be healed, I say that I'd rather like society to start opening their eyes, no pun intended, to what blind people are capable of, because that is going to make my life a lot easier.
Yeah, very much so. I'm also in that camp, in the no camp, and probably even firmer than you are in that I'm not even all that curious about what it's like to be able to see. I'm actually quite scared at the prospect of being able to see and all of the implications that that would bring in terms of, you know, I would have to learn to function as a sighted person. And that is actually a very, very daunting prospect. I mean, I'm sure if God healed me, then God would build that into the healing process. But
yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah, but nonetheless, that's just really intimidating.
Yeah, I do get where you're coming from, and it would be intimidating for me as well. It's just, I think the sensation of sight is something I'm really curious about. I have a very good friend who became blind when she was 6 years old, and she described it very well to me. She said, seeing is like hearing with your eyes. So when you come into a room, you can hear what's going on, and it's the same with sight. So you perceive it with your eyes. And that is actually the best description that someone has ever given me about what seeing is like, because I have never been able to understand it. I just find it fascinating. But as fascinating as I find it, I am quite prepared to live my entire life never experiencing it. And it doesn't make me feel sad.
Yeah, it's very academic, isn't it? It's just this, oh yeah, there's this thing called sight in the world, and I haven't got it. And it's not even, I haven't got it, oh dear. It's just, oh well, I haven't got it. So this is really interesting when we talk about Jesus and Jesus healing blind people, because I used to hear those stories as a child and I didn't even relate to them. It's not even like I heard, you know, Jesus healed the blind man like me, therefore he might heal me. You know, I didn't even think about it on that level. I wasn't even thinking about it and going, no, well, I hope he doesn't heal me. I heard Jesus healed a blind man and I went, yeah, well, that's nice for the blind man. And I almost sort of didn't make that connection at all. I'd be interested in how you've perceived those stories.
So it's a little bit different now from when I was a child. So when I was a child, I saw that a blind man was being healed, and I hated that story because everyone kept banging on about it to me, saying, oh, won't you like to be healed? And it'd be so cool if you could see. And this is equally my Christian friends and my non-Christian friends. So I didn't like that story. And also, there was an episode when I was about 7 or 8, my sister was about 3 or 4, and we were in the playground, and she decided that she would throw soil in my eyes and spit on them like Jesus did. And I find the story very hilarious now, and it always comes up in family gatherings and we laugh at it. But then I was really annoyed because I had soil in my eyes and sand in my eyes, and I was probably crying. Now I see that story quite differently, because one thing that I always like to remind people of when they talk about that story is to say that Jesus actually asked the man, what would you like me to do for you? So he never assumed that this blind man wanted his sight back. He asked that question. And actually, this is one thing I find very redeeming about this story. When I remind people of that fact, they always stop and think and go, oh yeah, you're right, actually, he did ask that question. So I find that's a very good conversation starter to the whole healing question. So when people ask me if I want to be healed and get my sight back, then I always bring it back to that point as well and say, but well, yes, I would like healing, but actually not for my sight. I used to have chronic migraine and I don't have that anymore. It was not a faith healing that got rid of them. It was a nutritional issue. But still, it was a much more crippling problem than my blindness.
Yes. Yeah, very much so. And the what would you like me to do question goes back to the fundamental principles of Sight Loss Friendly Church, doesn't it? And, you know, think, ask, act. And we did a whole Sight Loss Sunday back in 2021 talking about this and what would you like me to do? And I think, as we said right at the start, different people are different. There will be people out there who will have lost their sight, who will really want their sight back. And in those cases, it's fine. You know, if that's what they want, then by all means, you know, pray for it. It's what happens if they don't want their sight back and you pray anyway. And that's always been a really interesting one for me. I've been stopped in the street before by people who say, can I pray for you to be healed? And I don't know about you. I have been so confident that those prayers are not going to work. Not because I'm not confident in prayer. I'm very confident in prayer. You know, I pray and I'm confident that if I pray and it's God's will, then it will be done. But I was so convinced that it wasn't God's will for me to be sighted because I was born blind, you know? I mean, unless we're going to go down the route of, oh, well, it's a punishment for not having enough faith or my parents not having enough faith or something. You know, if God didn't want me to be blind, God wouldn't have made me blind. So I was pretty sure those prayers wouldn't work. And so my thing was always growing up was, well, yes, I mean, you can pray for healing. I'd rather you did it when I wasn't there. But if it makes you feel better about the situation, then you carry on. But as I've got older, I've started to realise that even that probably isn't the right sort of response to that.
I totally get what you're saying as well. I also believe very much that God made me blind for a reason. And if you look at the New Testament and just base it on completely biblical principles, the punishment for parents' faith doesn't really count because there is the grace of God. And also then everyone has been forgiven their sins. So that argument doesn't even hold up in the New Testament, is what I would say. I do say to people, you know what, by all means, pray for me. If you want to pray for me, do it in your own time. And please pray for this, and that. Maybe, you know, other things that are more important to me than my blindness, because that just isn't an issue for me. And when people say, wouldn't you like to see? And I say, wouldn't you like to have wings? Wouldn't that be nice? So you could just fly through the air. And they say, yeah, that would be nice, but it's not going to happen, is it? I'm like, well, that's how I feel about sight. I don't see you crying over not having wings, so I'm not crying over not having sight. And actually, there's an experience that I had when you talk about people praying for your sight loss that I found very, very deeply disturbing. And I need to share this experience so that nobody would think of doing this again. I was at a memorial service for my friend's mom who had died of a very unexpected heart attack. My own mom was in the final stage of cancer and it was just a matter of weeks before she was going to pass away. I went up to the pastor because I was in a very, very confused place and I wasn't sure, you know, how I felt about a lot of things. And this was not a pastor that I knew. And I said, can you please pray for my mom? Just, she's going to die, but I just want her to have peace and I just want her to not suffer. And he started praying for my mom and it was wonderful. And then all of a sudden he realized that I wasn't looking at him. Because I wasn't using my cane when I walked up to him. I was guided by one of my friends. And then as soon as he realized that I was blind, he stopped praying for my mom and started praying for my blindness instead. And that really upset me. And I turned to him afterwards and I said, I know you meant well, but actually it's much more important for me that my mom has peace than me getting my sight. And I don't think what you did was a very nice thing, even though you probably did it from the own goodness of your heart. And I needed to say that to him because it was a very serious thing that I was praying for. So I think what I would say with this story is it's very important to be in tune to what people are going through and have conversations. If somebody wants healing and if somebody comes and asks directly, oh, can you please pray for the healing of my sight? Then of course, go right ahead. But there might be other things that people want to pray for and stick to those prayers is what I would say with that. And actually, there's another point to this as well. When Jesus healed a blind man 2,000 years ago, I can't imagine it would have been a lot of fun being blind back then.
No, the world would have been such a different place, wouldn't it? I mean, if you look at what it's like to be blind now, I mean, we have Braille, we have technology, Really, really quite clever technology that can do things like read our post to us and things like that, you know, identify products. We have well established procedures and services, and you know, mobility training and that sort of thing. We complain about public transport, but really, I mean, public transport is there, and it does get us to where we want it to. And if there isn't public transport, then there are taxis. There's so much going for us at the moment as blind people that being blind really doesn't have to be a burden in the same way as it really would have been all of that time ago.
Yeah, it's not practical a lot of the time, I must admit. But I think if I lived 2,000 years ago and Jesus would have come to me, I probably would have said, please let me just be sighted, because that would have been easier. If I met Jesus now, I would probably ask for something entirely different.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, very much so. So the key with all of this is to ask, is to not just go up to someone and lay on hands and pray for their sight to be restored, or pray for them to have their sight, because they may not want it. And I just said laying on of hands, and that's something that I've not actually experienced very often, but that's something completely separately, but while we're on the subject, that actually I found equally quite intimidating, because I can't see that the person's about to come up and put their hands on me.
Yeah, that's right. And when I was praying for my mom and he changed to praying for my eyes, he actually put a hand on my face that I wasn't prepared for, and I was so stunned that I didn't react.
Again, it's about being upfront and honest and asking the right questions, isn't it? And to say, look, I'm going to pray for you. I mean, how would you want somebody to explain that praying might involve the laying on of hands?
So I would probably say, is it all right if I put a hand on your shoulder, or can I put a hand on your arm? Just try and be specific on with the body parts where you would want to put the hand. It would usually be a shoulder or an arm or holding someone's hand. But just ask. At least then they know about it.
Yeah, and I think actually people who would reject that if they weren't warned about it, some of those might actually accept it if they knew that it was coming. It's the fact that it came unexpectedly that is the problem.
It's the same principle of when you get off a bus, I don't know if you've had this happen to you, somebody just grabs my arm in a very sort of hard, sort of firm way because they're worried about me stepping off the bus. And actually, that frightens me because I didn't know that that person was going to grab my arm. So they've made it worse.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. I think it happens more to women than to men. Anecdotally, I hear more blind women talk about this than blind men. But yes, it does happen. And it's also frustrating because generally I'm moving at a different pace to them. And so actually, you know, if I'm judging where the step is and you've grabbed onto me, you've prevented me from judging where the step is properly. So actually I wasn't going to fall until you grabbed me, but now you've grabbed me, of course I'm going to fall, because you've got me, you know, out of sync with what I was doing in the first place.
And crucially, my cane has already told me that there is a drop coming.
Yeah,
this has been a very interesting discussion, and I'm sure there's loads more aspects of this we could bring out and discuss. And indeed, if there are questions around this that you would like us to talk more about on this podcast, please don't hesitate to get in touch, or if you just have any general inquiries about Sightless Friendly Church.
Yes, indeed. You can email SLFC, that is for Sightless Friendly Church, so slfc@torchtrust.org. You can give us a call on 01858 438 260, or you can visit our website at torchtrust.org, and there is a specific Sightless Friendly Church page. We'll link to that, as ever, in the show notes.
Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye for now.
Bye for now.